Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! Mastakino! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
You heard that part, Mike?
A little
bit. Damn, all right. I thought it was hidden under all the cacophony of the setup.
Definitely not.
Oh, you heard that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. No, it felt powerful. I just thought it was... today's shot, by the way, we covered this a little bit earlier during our random question. And if you are friends with the late Sergeant Justin Autry, go ahead and raise a glass. But today, we toast 37-year-old Nikki Walker of Glasgow, Scotland. Now, this past Friday, Nikki celebrated her 37th birthday with friends and family. Unfortunately, her 69-year-old mother, Carol, she couldn't make it to the party. But, of course, she's still a mom. Her daughter was in her thoughts. So on this special day, she sent Nikki a personalized pink helium balloon. Now, the balloon itself was in a box. But when she opened it, it immediately floated out of the box. And Nikki tried to grab it, but the wind lifted the balloon up and away. And it probably wouldn't be that big of a deal to lose a balloon. But her mother had attached approximately $120 in cash to the thing. And she didn't realize this until the balloon had already left. The balloon disappeared into the sky. They keep saying we don't know where it is. Somebody does, and you're never going to see that cash again.
Now that that's news, people are going to be looking for it if they haven't already found it.
That's the other... See, that's what I thought. Like, all right, you lost $120, got carried away on a balloon, and to be fair, again, she did not know that it was tied to the bottom of the balloon.
Mm-hmm.
She just thought her mom was doing a nice thing, and then everyone else was screaming for her to grab it. There's a video, there's a picture of her. I'd just say she does not appear to have ups. And anyway, so the balloon got away from her anyway. The money's gone. And she's like, who opens, what does she say? Who opens a box with a balloon outside on a windy day? Well, you.
Right.
I mean, you're asking a question. You're the one. But yeah, so the money floated away. And
it seems weird you couldn't grab it in time.
Again.
Windy day, helium balloon out of a box, boom, it's gone.
I don't know that she, you know, has the build to chase this bad boy down. Like, her effort to get this balloon back. She put in a lot of effort to get the balloon back, but I don't know that her best effort is as efficient as maybe the rest of
us. How long was the string, like, between the balloon and where it ended?
Pretty standard, you know,
right.
3 feet maybe, you know, but, yeah, anyway, that balloon was gone.
She put in her 100%.
Oh, yeah, she put in her 100%. Yes, she did. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy! So,
over the tongue, down the throat, to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Jefe, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Then you know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Well, last time Bite Me didn't do so well, so let's try interior decorating.
What? All right. And it turns out that song is very accurate. We go to San Salvador, El Salvador, where an inmate in jail was caught with something stuffed up his backside. Guards at the San Francisco Gotera prison outside the capital of San Salvador, they found the object lodged in a man's rectum during a security clampdown. They also caught another 16 inmates who each swallowed a mobile phone. Now, a spokesman said, quote, "We'll have to expel the objects, and if they don't come out, we'll have to perform surgery in the hospital." In other words, we're hoping they poop these things out. Otherwise, we have to get invasive. Last year, by the way, prison guards there, they found an M67 grenade in the vagina of a female visitor who was visiting someone there. Apparently, she was going to give it to one of the inmates so he could blow himself out of there. I mean, apparently, this is kind of the norm in El Salvador. The more research I did.
That's an expensive girl, isn't it?
She told everybody at the club that ass was bombed.
Thank you, Ted. Yeah, I was getting to that quote. Anyway, what did authorities find in his blowhole? Was it a cell phone, a gun, cocaine, or hand grenade?
Okay, so I'm right there with Ted. I really want it to be a gun all the time. But a hand
I'm learning
grenade,
so much about it. I hope it's a gun in his butt.
Well, you know, I mean, Coke wouldn't make the news, I don't think. Phone, maybe. A gun or a grenade would. Ted, what do you think? Gun or grenade?
Where was it at?
El Salvador. El Salvador.
Oh, grenade.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with grenade, I think. Yeah, I'm right there with you, Ted. You're down there. I think so. What do you guys think, Miles?
I'm just trying to think of, like, who, like, having grenades, like, you don't even just have guns. Like, you've taken it to the next level.
That is the next level, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, the idea of smuggling grenades in the old keister there, all right?
You guys going to stick with hand grenades?
It's a little easier than a pistol.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it's old school pineapple grenade, not the round one from like World War II.
All right, Ted and Jeff are going grenade. I'm going gun. I'm going to say he had a gun there.
Ooh, gun in his butt.
I love gun. All right, we're going to find out what he stuffed up this keister there. Is it a cell phone, a gun, cocaine, or a hand grenade next?
That was a tease. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories: interior decorating on profile. This inmate in jail in El Salvador had something lodged in his backside. It was found during a sweep of inmates. Some had swallowed cell phones and everything else. But the question is, what did he have hidden in his backside? Cell phone, gun, cocaine, or a hand grenade?
Hey, that is a question that we pose to you, Jeff. First,
before you give the answer, I want to thank you guys. You guys, I think, have kept a lot of people on the right side of sanity over the last year. So thanks very much, guys.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you,
Appreciate that.
That is a terrifying thought.
Especially with stories like this.
Right.
This is not sane.
We've made you feel better because people hide things in the rectum, and we bring you those stories. And on that note, Miles, you guessed gun.
Ow.
And now, Jeff, you and Ted agreed on a hand grenade, but, Jeff, you had even called and said last time you played this very game, you went with, what was it, Bite Me, and that went down in flames for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're keeping me in suspense here, yeah.
Well, today's your lucky day.
I knew it. I knew it as soon as you said, oh, by the way, it's a moment there a couple years ago. I was like, that's a tell.
That's why third in there, by the way, Ted, just, you know, was not one of the standard pineapple grenades that we all picture. This is a little round one, because one of the parts I had to leave out was it's about the size of a golf ball.
Huh.
And so, apparently, in this particular prison in El Salvador, so many people are bringing these things in because they keep escaping. And their escape, it's not some clandestine middle of the night. I mean, they straight up blow a hole in the wall and take off running.
Damn. Man.
So they do these security checks very often because they're like, We know someone here has a grenade in their butt. We just got to find out who.
And he would be proud.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
All right.
Bill Maher. Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Sorry, there's a few of them.
Sure.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That is right there for you in the title. All these guys are teams of talented writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. And it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Lay's is releasing a new potato chip that are dusted with Cool Ranch flavored Doritos dust. They even have a cool name for them. Cool Ranch Doritos.
SNL.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Some business news is so that Lay's is releasing new potato chips that are dusted with Cool Ranch Doritos flavoring. They've even got a great name for them. Cool Ranch Doritos.
This weekend is the annual running of the Kentucky Derby, or the weekend where people act like they care about horses or Kentucky.
Me, Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers?
Ted Smith.
Ah, oh, good one.
I did it all day Saturday. I really don't know anything about horses or Kentucky, other than Bob Bradford.
Bafford.
He's got great hair. He's a silver fox.
Did you watch it? I did not even watch it this year.
I did.
I did too.
And Bob Bradford won again.
Yeah. Russia announced they have a COVID vaccine for animals, which means pretty soon we will all have to deal with animals posting their vaccination cards on social media.
Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Russia announced that they produced the world's first COVID vaccine for animals, which means pretty soon we'll all have to deal with animals posting their vaccination cards on social media.
Making animals with paper is called origami. But making animals with balloons is called sad. It's not fair because balloon animals require more skill. And you're making one, and you have the added pressure of a bunch of kids at a birthday party muttering, wow, this clown sucks.
Bill Maher.
Kimmel.
Bill Maher.
Someone must explain why making animals with paper is called origami, but making animals with balloons is called sad. Not fair. Balloon animals require more skill. Because while you're making one, you have the added pressure of a bunch of kids at a birthday party muttering, wow, this clown sucks.
Mike, you can make balloon animals.
Yeah.
Right? And none of us knew this. What was that? I think our most Red recent Festival. Red Festival.
Yeah.
Mike's like, yeah, I'm going to walk around and make balloon animals. And we all thought like he's smoking crack or something. And it's like, no, dude, I can make balloon animals. And that ended up becoming like the hit of Red Festival.
There was a lot of dogs made, a couple snakes too.
What's the toughest to make that you have made at least once?
I made a pig. That was a rather hard one. The monkey, I think, is fairly difficult.
Oh, damn.
Giraffe is pretty standard.
Pretty, basically a dog with a long neck.
All right. Okay.
Or at least that's what I call my giraffes.
Yeah. What are your go-tos? Just the dogs?
The dog is the standard, yeah. Or if I'm feeling really lazy, I'll just make a snake. Look at it.
It's a pool noodle.
I did make a twig and berries once.
That is the weirdest thing you just brought up, the pig. That pigs are hard to make.
Yeah.
As earlier today, I was having a conversation with my mom. And she goes, hey, I fed a pig this weekend. What the hell were you doing?
Mm-hmm. Why?
What was the circumstance?
She was at a birthday party. Birthday party was out in the country.
Okay.
I guess the neighbors, neighbors had a pig. Somebody mentioned pigs will eat any time of day if you feed them. So, of course, with that, my mom said, I got to feed it.
All right. Check it off the bucket list. Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Kentucky Derby. I did watch the Derby. Did the old put the names in a hat. Everybody draws out a name.
Sure.
And I lost.
Yeah, that happens.
But yeah, that's what I was saying. Saturday's definitely one of those sports days for like, I mean, look, I love college football. Watch a lot of it. But once you get past like the second or third round, I don't know too many of those guys going in the draft.
No, the draft, sure.
And then it's like you watch the Derby. Like, those are good BSing events, right? Like, I know Bob Bafford. I know who he is. There's a few other trainers I know and everything, but it's like, at the end of the day, I don't really know that much about it. You just try to sound like you know more than the other person in the room.
I just think it's the excitement of the race itself.
It is.
All the other stuff is, you know, people speculating.
But it's all the build-up, right. And yeah. Then the race lasts, what, 2 minutes?
But it's exciting.
Is it 2 minutes? What do they call it? That's
fastest
what they call
2 minutes
it.
In sports.
Fastest 2 minutes in sports.
That's
yeah.
The only reason I knew that.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
Well, right. And then I got up Sunday morning to watch some F1, which you can hear in my voice. It was exciting. You'll never guess the top three.
Same as always?
Oh, same as always.
So Lewis it's like Hamilton, Bob Baffert again.
Max Verstappen, Valerie, or what's his name? Bottas. Mm-hmm. So I did. The other thing I watched yesterday was from Kentucky, was equestrian.
Why?
Because it was in between F1 and other sports starting.
So you're killing time.
So me and a buddy are sitting there. He's got to kill some time before he runs in to do something. So I said, yeah, you can hang out. We'll watch something. And at this point, I've had a couple early morning beverages. I was like, let's watch this equestrian. Now, I told you guys in the office, but first of all, equestrian's a very weird sport. It takes like 15 minutes to go through the course. And they're jumping over jumps and into the water. And
is it one at a time, or are they moving together? You know what I mean?
It kind of reminds me of a slower version of the dog obstacle courses.
Except less
interesting. You know, like where those terriers but flying these, through cones and
right,
stuff.
Right, but this
jumps.
Is massive, right? So they do show sometimes in like an arena, but this one was outdoors and this and that. I'm going to sound like a bad person, but anyhow, we're kind of watching it. And then some woman, her horse kind of bucks her off as she gets in the water. So she's in this man-made little muddy pond soaking. The horse took off.
Of course.
And then they wear these like protection things, almost like an airbag, right? So when you fall in, it pops open, which I think is to make sure the horse doesn't just like stomp you on the back or whatever.
Right.
But man, she was soaking wet. It looked kind of chilly. And just watching her drag her like sad little... So out of the water. It was the highlight of the day. We rewound it like 10 times. We're like, God, she looks sad and pathetic.
Yeah, I watched Kentucky Derby, but the highlight, woman climbing out of a muddy pool.
Like watching people who are miserable.
It's just very strange to sit there and watch equestrian. Now, I know there's horse people out there.
Sure.
Yeah, it looks uncomfortable for the horse. It looks like a relic from like, I don't know, the 1700s or 1800s.
It probably is, right?
Yeah.
They're like, we invented auto racing to replace this.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, let's see. Do you guys ever rewatch stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Like TV shows?
Yes.
Now, I do it all the time, right? Like, I'm one of those people, like, I think maybe now at 40, I have reached enough point with the Seinfelds that I don't need to watch them all the time.
Sure.
But give me, like, 2 years, I'll be back on them.
I'm guilty of that a lot with South Park. Oh, this is a good, okay. Yeah. This is a good yeah. one. I like this one. This is funny.
Yeah, exactly. It. Like, right. Literally, you would be hard-pressed to make any reference to a Seinfeld episode that I won't know the episode. And sometimes I just, like, start watching. It's like, I could watch something else.
You know, I feel like it's easier to do, obviously, with sitcoms.
Right.
You know, like, I loved the show Lost when it was on. Thought it was a brilliant show. I don't think I could sit through it again.
No, and you're right, dude. Like, The Wire, I've gone back and rewatched some of that.
Yeah.
That for drama, but that's one of the only ones I've ever did. Because you're right.
Dramas are tough.
Because it's mostly sitcoms that I go back and do that with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some of them, some of them still hold up. So basically, The Office was the most streamed show last year, right? Despite going off the air almost 10 years ago.
And I really think a lot of people didn't see that the first time. Or just wanted to start at the beginning.
Obviously both.
You know, caught it at the end or whatever. But now it's available to start from the very beginning and watch the whole thing, since that's possible. You know, it shows right. in syndication. Sometimes they're out of order. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, it's not,
right,
like, there's nothing fluent about it.
And you're right. The Office, I was somebody that showed up to that one very, very late in the game. Somebody was like, you never actually watched The Office? I was like, no. And I was like, oh my God, this show's hilarious.
Yeah.
So, Sopranos, that was popular. Friends, New Girl, and Vampire Diaries. Now, BBC has a report that suggests basically people prefer watching old shows because it's comforting, it's familiar.
You're saying I've already seen it.
I've already seen the sitcom. I'm going to rewatch it. It's kind of stress free, right?
Okay, yeah.
And especially sitcoms, like you were saying. So basically, some researchers looked into it, and they were like, yeah, it also creates a weird, like you feel much more bonded to those characters.
Right, you already know what's going to happen.
Right, you don't really know them. They're not even real.
Right. I mean, that's my Randy Marsh. Randy Marsh is featured on South Park. I'm like, I'm watching this.
Yeah, right.
Those are always great episodes.
Yeah. And you did, right. Like, yeah, I'm with you. He is funny. The association between favorite narratives and feeling better, which doesn't occur when we're watching something new. But they also say, hey, another researcher is like, you don't want to sit around your house just watching old shows all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
at some point, it borders on, like, insanity.
Right. And look, I mean, I'm guilty of it as well, generally with a sporting event. But, like, if you're going to go do something physical outside, I mean, go for a walk or go to the gym, yeah, whatever. And you're like, I'd rather sit here and watch a show you've already seen three times. Like, now we're getting...
Now that's a problem.
Right, exactly. Like, put, you know what I mean? It's one thing if it's 10 o'clock at night and Miles is watching South Park and I'm watching Seinfeld. It's like, well, it's 10 o'clock at night. There
right.
There ain't nothing else to be done. Right? I'm just saying, like, God, I sound like an old man. And I guess you could be out doing something, but who would be out at 10 o'clock on a weeknight? Crazy kids.
If you're out at 10 o'clock at night on a weeknight, you want to be out at 10 o'clock on a weeknight.
Yeah, or there's got to be something, right?
You're not doing a chore. You're having fun.
Right, you're having fun. You're at a sporting event. Somebody's in, right? Or, like, your buddy gets off late. But, right, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Even for me, now, like, if I went out, like... I shouldn't say that. There's definitely plenty of Sounders games I have stayed out way too late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting up in the morning on the weekends and going to get breakfast. That's my new thing.
It's like, I'm getting up and getting breakfast.
What time are you getting up?
Oh, 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I would bust your chops. Because I love sleeping in. But I was just as bad. I was up at, damn, 8 o'clock. And it was productive Saturday. I cleaned my place and everything. But you can hear that I'm still pissy about it.
Right.
Right?
What a terrible waste of time.
Why aren't I just laying in bed? I'm sitting there, right? Like, I'm already, like, waiting for the damn fourth round or fifth round to start of the NFL draft. Like, what has happened here?
But I'm only sleeping for the amount of time that I feel like I'm good. You know what I mean? It's like, now I'm just popping up earlier all the time. I'm like, this sucks, but what am I supposed to do? I can't go back to bed.
Yeah, but it is funny. It's like, I feel like a child again, right? It's on the weekdays, you're like, oh, I could sleep forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the weekends,
you can't.
I got time to do stuff or not do stuff. It's like, I better get up and get this done.
Yeah. Why does it work that way? Trying to get my kids up for school, I mean, it's like you almost need a Ouija board to raise the dead, right? But on the weekend, at 6:30, they pop in the bedroom asking me questions like, are you effing kidding me right now? I don't say those exact words, but that is what I'm thinking.
Well, I said those words out loud to myself. Are you effing kidding me? What are we doing up? Now we're up. Might as well get it done. Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Trejo, everybody likes him. Mm-hmm. He's on Running Wild with Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls.
You know what, man?
Bear Grylls might be the first time he's a little intimidated.
That's been really good. I watched the one with Rainn Wilson, watched the one with the guy from Key and Peele last week.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
just, it's, I don't know. For some reason, I get suckered into it. I'm like, this is great.
Have you seen the one with your climbing dude?
No, I have not.
All right, you should watch that one.
What are you going to do with him that he's scared of?
Make him jump out of a plane.
Oh, that's right.
He's used to going up.
Not coming down.
Seriously.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Florida, where two scuba divers find a 2-million-year-old fossil, a 50-pound bone. Meanwhile, wives with husbands in prison reveal all the ways that they are still able to moan. Man tries to fly drone into tornado with the results as you would expect. Barista shows in Twitter photo why her job sucks, yet the order is still correct. And a Tampa man gets in an argument over his dog, which leads to a 6-hour standoff with police. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
Yeah, top story. We go to the lovely world of the internet and one barista that's just about done with her job. The woman posted a photo to Twitter with the tag, quote, on today's episode of Why I Want to Quit My Job. The picture is of an order that she got of a, you ready for this? Of a venti caramel crunch frappuccino. Easy
enough.
That's
what I got today, yeah.
But it has the added adjustments of, oh boy, 5 banana, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra cinnamon dolce topping, 7 pumps of dark caramel sauce, extra caramel crunch, 1 pump of honey blend, extra salted something, I couldn't quite make that one out, 5 pumps of frapp roasted coffee, 7 additions of frapp chips, heavy cream, and double blended.
You know what they could have done? And the thing is, it would save them money. You can do this at home. It's 1 cup of Domino's sugar.
Right.
3 tablespoons of milk, you're done.
Bingo.
Like, good God, man.
I just, at this... At
the, and the doctor just, says I have diabetes.
Yeah, right. But just eat ice cream.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, at that point,
At this point, you're making it the Mod Pizza of coffee.
Yeah.
You know, just give me everything that you... This isn't Subway, dude. You don't just throw everything that you can see at the wall and...
I will agree with you. It's very difficult to just put two things on a Mod Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
As you're walking by.
Because it's there, right?
Oh, it might be your favorite combination, but finally you're like, that's just a
but
supreme,
here's the thing.
Supreme pizza.
Mod Pizza wants you to do that.
Right.
They're saying, we want you to look at everything, and anything you want, we'll throw it out.
That's
Starbucks
right.
is like, stick to the menu, mother...
That's right. This is what we have. You want a couple adjustments? I get it. You want decaf?
Sure.
You want non-cow milk? I get it. Here you go. We'll help you out. But this is just insanity.
How do you get to the point that you know you want all of that?
Right. That's
you know what I mean? Like
that,
that's so many things. Like, how do you know you like that? Maybe it's delicious. I would just never think of all of those things.
How many of these fraps have you had to where you know that this is the adjustment that you need?
You know what? I really need more cinnamon dolce on top.
Yeah.
Which is great. I like it. You know, I like cinnamon sugar on top of
that. But for a limited time, if you order that at Starbucks, they also hand you an EpiPen.
That's right.
Things might be different for you an hour later.
Ah, goodness gracious.
I love coffee.
Mm-hmm. Comes with a double shot of insulin. Another news. Strange story out of Tampa. A man was arrested for an argument about a dog, apparently. The man had apparently been kicked out of a residence after causing multiple disturbances inside of it and decided to take revenge. He threw multiple items through the window of the home, destroyed what he could of the SUV of the occupant, and eventually barricaded himself inside.
Jesus.
After firing mace and beamies through the windows. He was eventually apprehended by the police. Never in the story, other than him saying that it was about a dog, did we ever find out why they were arguing about the dog.
Whatever the argument was, to me, and the older I get, the more this makes sense to me, but what did you think the end of this was going to be?
Right.
Once you start, like, throwing crap through the windows and destroy the
you're
SUV,
officially
like,
waging war at this
you
point.
You know the police are going to show up, right? I'd say 99% of people are going to call the cops. So you already know you got that problem by your name. But then when the cops show up, did you honestly think they're going to say, it's been 6 hours. You know what?
Serious.
We're just going to go. It's like, don't make it worse.
I don't know how standoffs happen. It's like, this never ends well for the guy in your position.
I can tell the police right now, especially if I'm at a residence or something, you think there's a six-hour standoff? I haven't been there for 5.5 hours.
That's right.
Like, to me, a standoff is, I know an exit they don't, and I'm gone. But I am not in there hoping you leave. I have left.
Right. It's not going to happen. Wives of prisoners are getting the word out about their extracurricular activities while their husbands are locked away on the Whisper app. The app allows people to post secrets to the public
it's
while remaining anonymous.
So you're not whispering anymore.
And has proven useful to get the dirty details from the wives, such as one seeking physical attention from a married man. And even one exploring options on the other side of the fence, so to speak, feeling that her husband would be less angry if he found out that she cheated on him with another woman.
If he gets out, you do it again. You know what? That's a cottage industry. We're going to start an app. We'll call it, like, Efforts of Con's Wives. Are you looking for someone to sleep with while your husband's locked up? We got a whole variety of gentlemen. You like him short, you like him tall, you like him fat, you like him hairy, you like him skinny, you like him bald. Mm-hmm.
And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, too. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as Ryan Castle joins us. Once again, we will sit and spin. The lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.